The Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 14th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. As the National Rifle Association gears up for annual events in Indianapolis, another group is speaking out about rifle handgun ownership and accessibility as gun-related crimes increase.
In advance of the NRA get-together, the group Hoosiers Concerned About Gun Violence will hold a teach-in to help shift the dialogue to focus on the surplus of firearms that contributes to an already violent society. The group's president, Jerry King, says it is proposing more background checks and improve enforcement of Indiana's red flag law to address gun-related incidents, including suicide, domestic violence, and homicide.
We live in a nation, we live in a city, in a state that's just awash with guns. And so we focus really in on that particular problem.
King says he understands many people won't readily relinquish their firearms, and his group would support legislation to limit sales and possession of assault weapons. The teach-in event is scheduled for April 8th. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Those NRA events are coming up in downtown Indianapolis, April the 14th to the 16th. Education advocates are applauding Governor Chris Sununu's proposed state budget increase for higher education, but funding levels still remain some of the lowest in the nation.
The University System of New Hampshire would see state funding increase by roughly $10 million to just over $99 million by 2025, still short of funding levels seen more than a decade ago. Gene Martin, executive director of the New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute, says that may not be enough to convince the nearly 60% of students leaving the state for college to stay.
I think the question is, how do we solve that problem as a state? Because obviously we can't grow our economy if we can't keep those students here in the state.
New Hampshire's workforce vacancy rate currently hovers around 20%. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Graduates of higher ed in New Hampshire currently carry the highest rate of student debt in the nation. Lawmakers take up Sununu's proposed budget this week. Now, national headlines. First, the New York Times. President Biden took his most aggressive step yet Monday to counter China's military expansion in the Asia-Pacific region, formally unveiling plans with Britain and Australia to develop and deploy nuclear-powered attack submarines. And from NBC News, the Biden administration Monday gave the green light to a oil drilling project in Alaska, opening the nation's largest expanse of untouched land to energy production. This is Public News Service. New York's public campaign finance program is facing delays from the very people who approved it, New York lawmakers.
The program was approved by the legislature in 2020 and aims to level the playing field of campaign donations for everyday New Yorkers and special interest groups. One element of the program is a matching system which allows contributions of less than $250 to be matched by a public fund. This means candidates would have to interact more with constituents for campaign funding instead of dialing for dollars. Legislators feel the uncertainty surrounding the state's redistricting process is why the program needs to be delayed. But Christina Harvey with Stand Up America says there's another reason why legislators want to delay the program's rollout.
I think that they're nervous, first, about having a little competition, because this will mean that folks who aren't necessarily connected to money donors in the same way you often need to be in New York to get elected to begin with will also have access to funding that they need to run campaigns and win.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
As part of the Inflation Reduction Act, the Interior Department has announced it is investing $120 million to restore and rebuild key segments of America's wildlife management systems, especially in key areas of the Midwest.
The money will be especially important in high-priority areas of the Midwest, known as prairie potholes, which are shallow wetlands where wildlife have been threatened, according to Christy Plummer with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
It is what we call the duck factory. A lot of waterfowl species spend really important components of their life within the prairie pothole region. It is a region that has a complicated set of both threats and opportunities.
I'm Mark Moran.
Finally, our Suzanne Potter reports that billboards have gone up across California warning about the negative effects of unchecked mergers in the healthcare system.
The Protect California Patients campaign is a coalition of more than 30 organizations that support Assembly Bill 1091, which would give the Attorney General more oversight on mergers worth more than $15 million. Rachel Lynn Gish is with Health Access California, which is helping lead the campaign.
For 30 years, the Attorney General has successfully overseen many healthcare mergers that make sure that patients are protected, that vital services are continued, and that prices don't spike. And we want to extend that oversight to other entities in the market, like for-profit hospitals.
The billboards are visible on roadways in Northern California, the Central Valley, and in Los Angeles.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's a great radio station, your favorite podcast platform. Find your trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.